We slept back to back every night in the war.
Please open the show with that.
You got it.
Just that.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
My antics go right to the funny bone.
You're funny, all right. You're a scream. You ought to get a job on one of those excursion boats.
Mix Mornings with John and Justin.
Start now
on Mix 105.1.
It's already Thursday. Can you believe it, gang?
That's the one good thing about a short week.
Oh, that's the only good thing. I've decided I don't like short weeks.
No.
Because we're trying to shove 5 days of work into 4 days.
And this time around, we're really feeling it, aren't we?
And this building this week, because of it?
These people.
I mean, they're just running around like it's a fire sale.
Right.
To be fair, though, I think that's less about the short week and more about the fact that no one prepares for anything.
No, it should be like it was a short week. There's no heavy lifting on those weeks.
Yes, right? That's how I feel.
We'll do about it next week.
We got prepared for it a few months ago. No big deal.
That's like when a boss tries to have you do something between Christmas and New Year's. And you're like, no. There is a social contract that says we show up to work. But we don't do work.
Anything.
Yeah. You're right? Lucky I'm here.
Yes, exactly. I'm here to be social, right. Have some treats, and go home early.
Exactly.
6:11, good morning. Thanks for waking up with us, John and Justin. Jackson's here as well. High today of 88, and downtown Salt Lake City is crowded with the opening of FanX today at the convention center right there. Just trying to park this morning, you could tell that the hotels were full.
Yeah, it's really irritating me. Somebody keeps taking my spot.
Yeah, I wonder who it is, because Justin drives a monster truck. Mm-hmm. He pretty much drives a recreation of Gravedigger.
Right.
And it only fits in one spot downstairs, and that spot's been taken up by a tiny little Honda the last few days.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the valet from the hotel next door,
because,
like you said, it's full downstairs, and they park them all in a nice little line, all in uniform.
Yeah.
Until I come around the corner, and I see somebody there, and it instantly ticks me off in the morning. I'm like, who is it?
Gets
I should park
grumpy.
In front of them.
Well, I think technically the space in that garage is for that valet, and it's not for us.
Little do they know.
Little do they know. Justin drives a monster truck. He will drive over your car.
That's fair.
Thing.
That's fair.
Jackson has already started his fall activities, which I'm a little shocked about considering it's September to me. We're still in summer.
Right.
I'm not in fall
September
mode.
September is not summer.
It was 95 degrees yesterday.
Sometimes September is winter in the state of Utah.
What's his fall activities that he's starting?
Oh, a little bit of everything. Mostly, I just start watching horror movies. So I've been watching a lot of spooky, scary movies, some American Horror Story, getting ready for the new season.
That starts October 1st.
Bingo.
No.
Yeah. You're wrong. Way too early, pal.
Yeah.
Wrong. Listen, people celebrate Halloween. The Spirit Halloween stores are already open.
They are.
But you really can't start till for another 3 weeks.
Right?
You can't tell me what to do.
Or at least the end of September, like the week before October.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when you can start with the Halloween stuff. But not September 6th.
I think Starbucks would beg to differ. They came out with their pumpkin spice latte last week. I thought as soon as pumpkin spice latte season started, I could start watching horror movies again.
You know, football does start tonight, which football is a fall sport.
Right.
Mm-hmm. NFL football. Mm-hmm. And then last night I was out there watching my son play flag football. And I was like, oh, it feels like fall. It was a 7:30 game, which is crazy. And you could feel like this warm wind, but it was dark already at like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, it feels like football season right now.
I do love football season.
Yeah.
And then like the leaves are changing up in the canyon, too.
Not in my house.
If you go to Parley's.
Are they not, or are you just spray painting them to make sure they stay green until October 1st?
Yeah, I'm not done. I'm going to hold on for a little bit.
Exactly. Justin, for the first time. Get to the show, Bisbee.
So the 2018 People's Choice nominations are out.
And finally!
Yeah, right? Because we've been waiting for this. They've revamped a lot of the categories as it's moving from CBS to E.
Ooh.
Ouch.
That's a...
Ouch.
Does that mean people are bailing on it that much?
Must be.
Right? Because that's a downstep from CBS to E.
Here's what it says. We've got sponsors, so we're just going to park it over here on E.
Okay.
And we'll run the ads.
Right.
Right?
I get it.
If they don't renew next year, the whole thing goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
But it says there's 43 categories, which 13 of them are new, but that's actually down from 64 that they had last year.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. If you care, the nominations are out and you can go vote. How about this? Ben Affleck, he's only been in rehab 2 weeks, but he's out and about already. I knew he wasn't going to stick with this because he's already going home, they say, to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But he's being followed by a therapist. But He's going home.
Also, they're saying that he's meeting up with one of his girlfriends.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that's kind of a no-no during this stage in where he's supposed to be in rehab.
So you need to be working on yourself, right? Not chasing girls.
Yeah. It's not going to stick.
I'm not going to do that negative attitude there. I'm going to say this is the time that it's going to work out for him.
I'm
he's just
give
doing
you
it his own
side.
Way.
So you and I are completely opposites
Fine.
On that whole thing.
Fine.
And it's everywhere. You cannot go to social media or anything without seeing the whole Colin Kaepernick Nike controversy. Well, the ad's going to air tonight. And so we really don't know what it's all going to entail, but you will catch it tonight if you're going to be watching the kickoff to the NFL season. NBC will air the spot. I'd read yesterday, but maybe it was just fake news, that Nike had dropped him. But then again, from what I'm seeing today, that might not be the case.
I didn't see that. I'll double check, though.
Because I was scanning through, and I'm like, well, maybe not. Nike's getting, I think it's a home run for these guys. They wanted something controversial. It's working.
It is working, yeah.
So, yes, that is the Showbiz Beat.
All right, thank you, Justin. We all know the movie with Clint Eastwood, where he's like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
Gran Torino.
Mm-hmm. And we've all had that neighbor maybe steals your football, your frisbee, if it lands in their backyard and you never get it again.
I keep it.
You're that person.
Well, I'll throw it back over like two or three times, but after that, it's mine.
Why am I not shocked that Justin's the person who keeps people's...
The cranky old man.
Yes.
Because, after the third time, it's now my ball.
So this might be you in the future. It's almost like we've looked ahead to see how Justin is in another few years.
Okay.
Because a Virginia man put up an electrified fence near a school bus stop.
Yeah. I like it already.
To get kids to stop coming onto his property while they're waiting for the bus to school. In fact, here he is talking, and then you'll hear a neighbor afterwards.
People around here litter, and, you know, they don't respect other people's land. So trespassing signs and protest signs have been up for 2 years, and nothing stops.
I touched it. I got a slight shock, but it wasn't that great. But I understand his concern. I just don't think he understood the neighbor's concern about the kids.
So this man, this Virginian man, he said that he had no trespassing signs up for years, mm-hmm. and it did nothing to stop the kids from... Well,
kids don't care about that.
Yeah, trampling on his lawn.
Kids can't read.
Littering, right. And so he's like, well, I decided to just do this instead. It's keeping the trash off the lawn.
Right.
Now, neighbors are saying, yeah, it doesn't shock you a lot, but they're afraid that what if a kid trips, falls into the electrified fence... And now all of a sudden,
why is he so close
there?
To it in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
Get him out of there.
Walk on the other side of the street.
Teach your kid to not go right there.
Are you both actually thinking this is okay?
Yes.
100%.
I'm good with it.
Really?
Yeah. You know why? Because I'd be pissed if everybody was on my lawn all the time.
Because guess what kids do? They come on, they litter. First of all, they're sticky, so I'm sure his lawn is sticky all the time.
Right?
But then they just sit. You know what I did as a kid all the time? I'd sit crisscross applesauce on the lawn and just pull the grass.
Right.
And if I'm doing that every day for like 15 minutes, he probably has a bald lawn.
Yeah, you know, empty Capri Suns everywhere.
I will say, so I go, I park and I walk to get Liam from his school each day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just watch the kids walking out of the school over neighbors' lawns. And I would hate to have one of those houses.
Trampling flowers.
Yeah, like daily. I'm like, oh, what are you guys, like these poor lawns are getting destroyed.
Right, because there's going to be a path worn through there eventually.
I'm going to go ahead and take the bold stance that the electrified fence, bad idea. I think it's gone too far.
Nah. He's making a statement with it, though. I mean, okay. I get it.
Ten Tech says it all right now. Electrified fence in your yard, it's not a lot. It's just enough to give a little bit of a shock to have someone go, oh.
It's not the Jurassic Park fence.
No. It's more of a warning shot than anything.
I like it, though.
We'll do 10 techs, and we'll just see what side people are on here. Well, I was not expecting this. I just told the story about the Virginian man who set up an electrical fence, and I should say not a dangerous amount of electricity, just enough to make you go like, ah. If you touched it, to keep kids off his lawn.
You're acting, Jonathan,
like
it's the electric fence in Jurassic Park.
Right.
When really, it's probably like a 9-volt battery shock.
I'd probably turn up the voltage a little bit more, though, than he's got.
Right.
I like a setting, so.
I would go out there every morning and just act like a jail warden. I'd have a cattle prod and be like, what's up, kids? Have a good day at school.
Joe in Ogden is right. He's like, I support the idea, but the problem is kids will come up with a stupid game. like who can hold onto the fence the longest.
You're right. Totally will.
They'll learn their lesson is all I'm going to say.
Crank up the power there.
There's only a certain way kids can learn things, and it's by trial and error.
Dustin says, heck yeah, I love the electrified fence. Mm-hmm. I do a lot to make sure my yard looks good, so stay off my lawn.
Yeah, Dustin.
Ross, electrical fence at 100% approved. Those dirty little buggers need to stay off our lawn.
I think we got a new business venture, John. We're going to be electric fence installers. Right. There's money to be made here.
Looking through these texts is like going to a Donald Trump rally because everyone's like, build that fence!
Right, exactly. Jordan, it's totally fine. We live on a corner lot and kids and adults cut across all the time. I was saying that off air during the song that I'm shocked how many parents walk through like flowers with these neighbors across from the school. Like just no regard.
Just cutting through. Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia, pro fence. Kids need boundaries. Plus, Jackson's right. Kids are sticky.
They're so sticky. They're going to get my lawn all sticky. Little boogers.
I think Sabrina and I are the only ones saying this has gone too far. All right. So build a fence.
Build a fence.
Build a fence. Man, a total slugfest today for Choose the News. Three stories to pick from. Utah State Fair tickets on the line. If you vote, we'll put you into a drawing for them. The State Fair does kick off today. Justin, your story was...
I got the sexiest jobs according to Tinder.
Jackson.
Well, that'll ruin your wedding, won't it?
And mine is fall asleep in 2 minutes without drugs or a sleep potion. Stephanie says, I had a hard time sleeping last night. I'm going with John's story. Chaz just got married. Needs to hear about the wedding one. Chris says, I have to know what the sexiest jobs are on Tinder to see if I have one of them.
Do you have many jobs?
No, I don't think so. I'm looking at he's a psychiatric nursing home administrator.
That's not on the list.
Spoiler alert.
I'll give you that much right now.
Sabrina, I have a hard time falling asleep. I want to know how I can do that in 2 minutes. Mackenzie's going for me as well. Jordan says, I'm voting for Justin. His story seems super random today, so it could be interesting. All the other stories are clickbait.
Ooh. You have no idea what you're talking about. Sit down.
I'll pick the sleeping one, please. Love the show. That's from Ethan. Brittany just sent us a very cute photo of her dog, plus a vote for Jackson right there.
Brittany knows what I want.
See. But the winner today, with 39% of the votes, is... Justin!
Yeah!
All right. Man.
So Tinder put together like all their data of everybody that swiped. I guess it's right.
Uh-huh.
And so it's what it is it's the most attractive jobs. So for men, it is interior designer, pilot.
Oh.
It's a physician's assistant. So you don't have to be a doctor. You can just be the assistant.
That seems to be look, every time I go to the doctor's office, I can't remember the last time I actually saw a doctor. It's always the physician's assistant
right.
These days.
Also a lawyer. A PR or communications producer. Good news for our friend Richie.
Right.
Visual designer, model, or college student.
Oh, a model's one of the sexiest
people
jobs?
People like models?
People like that kind of models.
Okay. So for women, it is nurse, dentist, photographer, also a college student, pharmacist, teacher, flight attendant, entrepreneur, or personal trainer.
I'm going to say something radical here.
Go ahead.
Being a college student is not a career.
I think it's the demo that's doing that one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's the younger kids that are like, well, I want to find another student.
College student and entrepreneur, I feel like we could take both of those out. I'll just go ahead and say that right now.
Right. Entrepreneur, that just means that you're unemployed and wandering.
Yeah, I've got 6 promotion techs who consider themselves opportunities.
With their side gig, huh?
And J-Bone, your showbiz beat.
So while supplies last, the Department of Public Safety will provide a gun cable lock at no cost. So Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, we always kind of wondered, that character was still hanging there. What are they going to do? Well,
right.
we've got a promo now for the final season. Kevin Spacey's character was, what was his name, Frank Underwood?
Yeah.
So Claire Underwood, in the promo, she's giving a speech and says, when you bury me, it won't be in my backyard, and they will pay the respects, but you'll have to wait in line. And then they pan the camera to Frank's grave.
Oh, so they're killing off Kevin Spacey's character.
Sounds like they already did.
Got it.
And there he's buried somewhere, and they pan the camera to it. So the promo puts the whole thing to rest already.
Now, Justin or Jackson, you watched House of Cards.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, and so Claire Underwood, is she good?
She's the best.
Okay, so this will work fine.
She's the best. I liked Kevin Spacey's character, but I really was watching it for Claire.
Okay.
So I think it'll be worth it.
Cool.
And so we got our first contestant on the new series of Dancing with the Stars. It's going to be Joe from The Facts of Life.
Who?
Nancy McKeon. Remember Joe from the Facts of Life? She was kind of like the biker, the rough around the edges one. She's the first one that they've now announced that's going to be on this season of Dancing with the Stars. Obviously, now over the next few days, they're going to follow.
We're
going to
get everybody.
She was the first one to be announced.
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland's show, Designated Survivor, that was canceled by ABC, but apparently Netflix is going to be bringing it back for a third season.
I thought Netflix said they were done doing that.
I don't know. They're just announcing that they're going to be doing this.
They were done, but they decided again to bring it back.
Right. This one, because they're really good friends. Yeah. Mr. Flix is good friends with Kiefer Sutherland.
Mr. Flix.
So, that plane we were talking about yesterday, the one from Dubai that got quarantined.
That was actually on our podcast we were talking about.
We didn't talk about it on air.
Vanilla Ice was on that plane. So he was one of the guys that was quarantined.
Okay, let's go back. So there was a flight from Dubai that ended up in New York.
Yep.
And on it, 100 passengers got sick. And so they ended up quarantining these individuals on the plane after a 14-hour flight.
Right, you had to sit there.
Yeah.
Did Vanilla Ice get sick?
I don't know. Here's his audio.
Well, someone's sick on the plane. A couple people got ill on the plane, and it must be pretty serious because there's a lot of people out there. Looking at the news stations and police, a bunch of ambulances.
So that actually is video of him on the plane.
Yeah, I saw this last night on Entertainment Tonight. He's filming out the window. So you see the round window, and he's like, look at all those people out there, because they're all out there on the tarmac.
Look at all those ambulances.
Like, what's going on here? You know? Vanilla Ice, we're talking, all right?
It's our favorite thing to do on Thursdays. We do our AMA. That means Ask Me Anything. No, you're not asking us. You're actually asking whoever we bring in for the week for the AMA. This time around, it's a flight attendant. His name is Woody. He's here in studio. Thanks, Woody, for doing this morning.
Absolutely.
Now, Woody, did you fly in this morning just to do the AMA?
No.
Okay.
But I should have told you yes.
Yeah, because I would have been like, wow, for us.
Yeah, I did. I was in New York, took a red eye, and, you know, I'm here just to take care of you guys.
The power of the show. That's right? What it is, yeah.
Yeah, I actually have a house here and then a house in Las Vegas where I'm based.
Okay, now that's actually going to be my first question. Let me say, if you have any questions for Woody, start texting us now. We'll try to get to as many as possible. The number to text in is 844-649-1051. So I've heard that a lot of flight attendants, where they live sometimes isn't actually the base of, like, where they fly out of all the time.
Yeah. You know, being able to fly for free gives you the opportunity to live in San Francisco. And even though you're not based in San Francisco, you hop on a flight, you go to Oakland, and there's a base there. And you work your trip and get done. It's called a commuter. And what they do is they get crash pads, which is about 5 flight attendants or less. And they'll, just split the rent, and you usually have one in, one out.
Wow.
And,
I didn't know that.
So is that your commute? Like, we were talking the other day about, like, the longest commute. So you're not getting paid for that first flight to, like, Oakland from San Francisco. That's just the way someone's driving from Lehigh.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're late for work if the flight's sold out.
Well, no. We have the opportunity to get the jump seat. Which is
so if it's a full plane, you do have that option.
Yeah, I have the jump seat back there. Unless there's somebody else, and Salt Lake has a ton of commuters because it used to be Morris Air, and our airline bought it.
Got it.
So with that being said, sometimes you're just SOL.
And you can be like, oh, man, sorry, I can't be in today?
Yeah. Well, no, we do have a commuter policy, and that is if you're there an hour before your check-in, then you're covered on the commuter policy, and then they just have to get you there. And if the plane hasn't left, you get there. Otherwise, you don't get paid, and they ship you over to wherever it is.
Okay.
You mentioned jump seat. Are we talking, are you up in the actual, like, the cockpit?
No.
Okay.
Not, used to always be able to do that. That was an extra seat until 9/11, so they nixed that. But where the flight attendants sit, there's usually one in the back, because you have 2 up front and then 1 in the back.
It's our AMA, this time with Woody, the flight attendant, answering your questions this morning. They're already coming in. We'll try to get to as many as possible. The others will go to our podcast. This text wants to know, how long is a workday for you? Also, is it true that flying that much makes your hair brittle? I saw something like that on the show LA to Vegas. I don't know. So it's a two-parter.
Well, look at it.
You got more than me.
It's a little brittle.
It is brittle.
Yeah, you got it waxed up.
But that's using ice.
Right.
You know, the gel and then lots of hairspray. But good question on the hours. It varies. And what we got to do is we get paid trip for pay is what it's called. or it can be, I'll tell you what it basically comes out to hourly, but some days you are, you know, you're working 3 days, and in one of those days, it's going to be your long day, and you can't work more than 12 hours.
In one day?
Yeah, due to the, you know, right. DOT. And they try to keep them under 10, but there's just some times where it's delayed, and I'm telling you, I've got in at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning for a trip in New York that I was supposed to be in at like 9:30.
Wow.
And you don't get paid for that either.
Oh, so if the plane's delayed, it's not like an hourly thing.
Right, right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, so...
So you're telling me when I'm sitting there getting upset that the plane's delayed, you guys aren't getting any...
No.
Extra money for that.
So we're seriously all just hanging out waiting.
But you have to deal with us during that point.
Exactly.
Even though you're not getting paid anything for that.
Exactly.
That seems completely wrong.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Because that's when everyone's the most feisty.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm the master of reverse psychology. I used to do a morning show, so yeah. I can come right back with them to make their eyes blink. But don't get paid. And
wow.
I mean, we get per diem. Every single hour they pay for our food, but that's like $2.80
an
hour.
Totally different, though.
Yeah,
than okay, right. It's our AMA with Woody the flight attendant. Woody, does it bother you when you land and you're trying to get off the plane? There's an order to it. You go on the one seat, then the next seat, but then you have the person in the back who decides not to wait their turn and they just start throwing elbows to get to the front. Do you get annoyed by that the way my wife gets annoyed by that? On the plane.
No, I'm not following what you're saying. Are they getting, is it dual boarding where they get on the back and the front?
Nope, just one. When you're exiting out at the front and everyone's waiting for their turn to get off the plane.
Oh, and a dude grabs backpack and heads up about five rows and then goes absolutely nowhere for a good 5 minutes. Yeah, it does actually, but, not worth saying anything.
Right, what are you going to do?
Because it's your plan. You want to keep, like it's orderly.
Right, yeah,
follow
exactly.
The instructions.
Follow the instructions. You know, I'm kind of a clean freak, so when I come through and I see anything in those seat back pockets,
right.
I'm like, and I have seen, I'm talking banana peels, diapers.
Ew.
No.
A lot of diapers.
Ew.
One of them was...
Really?
Chocolate pudding.
Oh.
And it was,
man.
And I was just like, are you serious? You know, and apples, just you name it. So I always come through and I'm checking their seat back pockets.
You're like, hey.
I'll say seat back pocket trash and they don't do anything. I'm like, what about this banana peel here? You hanging on to that? Or what do you got going there?
You're a big dude. Has your mindset changed since 9/11, being a flight attendant on there? Do you see yourself more with almost a security or a bouncer role
I do.
Than before?
I really do.
Yeah.
You know, it's a problem getting down the aisle with the derriere. But I do. I try to fly up front. And, nowadays, most pilots are packing. So.
Oh, no kidding?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But
that's...
you didn't hear that from me.
No, I didn't hear that at all. Hey, what's the scariest moment you've been in air? I'm getting a lot of like, can we hear your crash story or bad turbulence story?
Fortunately, I don't really have any bad stories after almost 13 years of doing this. I've had a few diabetic, seizures, diabetic where they pass out, and got to get a packet of sugar and just stick it in their mouth and then they come to. I've got a lot of people that didn't have their medications, different things like that. And we're trained once a year. We go to what's called recurrent training. We have to do everything every single year, whether it be CPR, whether it be the defibrillator, where you're shocking somebody.
Yeah.
Everything. And that's why we get paid such good money. I mean, it's really good money. And, for me anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
I
was working in radio before I did it. So it's.
But you're having fun doing it, though.
Absolutely. I really didn't think I could ever leave radio because it's, just such a cool job,
But this is even cooler.
Yeah, but this is, even cooler.
Do people hit you up for buddy passes constantly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's my next question. Yeah. I'll just not ask that one then.
Do you get buddy passes?
Have a buddy pass.
I'm surprised that they still have them, though. Like, that hasn't been cut.
No, we get our buddy passes, and I'm not going to bore everybody, but it's a point system kind of thing.
Gotcha.
I've got a lot of points, but you got to be selective, because if anybody does anything to disturb that flight, you know, if they get drunk and
on
know,
your pass,
yeah, on my pass, then I lose my flight privileges.
Oh,
so that I hold that right to my chest. In fact, there's a program director for a radio station. I'm not going to say the name. It is a large station, and we've got a deal. He gets buddy passes, and I got second row to U2.
No way!
14th row to Foo Fighters.
Well, we might have to work on something later on, John.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've never been up there in the sky with turbulence? And
turbulence is nothing. I've been in so much turbulence to where, I mean, everybody is freaking out. Those planes are made for it. That doesn't bother me at all. It's taking off and landing. Those are your two dangerous spots.
During those moments, then, do you still have, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time, that second each when the plane's taking off or landing of a, yeah, here we go, or has it become just so routine?
It's came routine, but there's some times where your butt puckers a little bit. You know?
Right,
yeah.
John's every time, though.
Oh,
John's
I'm a terrible flyer.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, you don't?
No, I'm a terrible flyer, so that's why
man.
I have those questions.
Yeah,
for
you know, it's I get more freaked out hopping in a van and going to my hotel because I don't know what this van driver's been doing. You know, who knows what he's been doing, but I've got to get there safe. That scares me. But as far as flying, it doesn't. So the turbulence, I've been hit by lightning. I can't even tell you how many times.
What happens to the plane when you get struck by lightning?
It just lights up. It gets real bright. And then it's built to go right through the plane and out the lightning rods that they have on the plane. So nobody feels the thing.
Just passes through.
Really?
Just passes right through.
Like a Beto's burrito. Just passes right through.
Right.
Woody, the flight attendant, is here answering your questions for an AMA. Do you ever get sick on flights, especially if you're helping a sick passenger?
No, just hungover. Yeah, that's one thing about flight attendants, boy. There's a lot of drinkers. You either don't or you do, and I don't drink, so.
That's so funny. I had a bunch of texts with that, and I was debating on even asking that question. So,
like when you see the group of them leave?
Yeah. At a hotel, you'll see three of them, or five sometimes, because the captains will say, hey, well, let's go downstairs, and he usually picks up the check for, dinner
awesome.
And drinks. You know, he's making $250 an hour, so
wow.
He can do that.
Do you ever see the same pilots as you're working on the plane?
You know, not every day, but yeah, absolutely. You run into them all the time. You run into different flight attendants that you've flown with. And what's really weird is you've got 3 days, and you kind of bond with these people, or you hate these people, one of the two.
Yeah.
And when you bond with them, then it's just like that three-day friendship, you know. And you go, hey, man, let's hook up. And give me your number. And it just never happens, you know.
Yeah.
Because we're always busy doing our own schedules. But I try to be proactive and plan some trips and get a bunch of people. Like, we're going to be going to Hawaii here shortly. And
that's cool.
I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, I would too.
You know, we're in Cancun. We're in Cabo. You know, and I get dirt cheap hotels.
You're everywhere.
I am. I've been everywhere.
Do you get burnt out with flying the way, like sometimes during a concert season, like summer, by the end of summer, we're like, oh man, we're so tired of going to shows.
Right.
Which sounds
absolutely
crazy. Do you feel that way with flying as well?
I do. Yeah. I do. And especially, going on 13 years, it is just like, oh my gosh. But once I get started, it's not too bad. But, a lot of people just think, we kind of sit there and hand out peanuts and serve a Coke. But, I'm packing a 40-pound suitcase and backpack, and I'm going through JFK, and it's a long haul.
Yeah.
Then you're lifting your bag, and all of a sudden we got a plane change. You're lifting down the bag. You got a lady that can't do it, and
it's exhausting.
Yeah, it is pretty tiresome.
This is the part of the podcast for the AMA. Wasn't on air, but Woody's just fascinating. We have so many more questions we want to ask him. For example, this text says, why do they always act put out when I ask for a whole can of soda instead of just a cup?
That is so funny. A great question. And my answer, I always just give it to them. But in short, I'm kind of looking at them like, if your neighbor wants a can, and then she wants a can, and everybody wants a can, we're going to be completely out.
Got
and
it.
That's kind of the energy they throw off that I've noticed that too.
If you had to cut someone off.
Oh, lots of times.
Yeah.
Lots of times. They, I can always tell. First of all, when they come on, I can tell if they're a little bit buzzed. Mm-hmm. And then you give them a drink or two, and as soon as the volume goes up, and They start dropping F-bombs, and that's it.
Got
I'm
it.
Like, no. Nope.
That's problematic for me because my volume is always up.
Yeah. So let me ask you this then. Justin and I, we were coming back from a trip together, and we were in the final, the way, way back next to the flight attendant.
But we were like in the back, what, 3-4 rows.
And she started just throwing us free beers on the flight home, which was really cool.
Right.
And we were talking about this knowing you were going to come in. Like, isn't everything accounted for these days? Like, how does she get away with doing something like that?
Because we have a way to scan that, mm-hmm. and it's called a POS, Positively Outrageous Service. So yeah. those beers are costing us maybe $1 because we buy so many.
Got it.
The mini bottles are probably 50 to 75 cents. So to comp a drink and, you know, you got time for a story?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So the owner and developer of the airline I work for, He, as soon as they started up, they came in and dropped their price like $10 cheaper. So another airline called Braniff came in and dropped theirs $5 cheaper than our airline. And so the founder gave everybody a bottle of Wild Turkey if they would fly with us and pay the extra $5 because it was mostly business guys. So they come in, we have all these fists of Wild Turkey, and yeah. you know, it's just marketing genius.
So
and our
smart.
Yeah, our whole plan is just
why keep a bidding war going with them when you can just offer them a bottle and they'll be a fan forever.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. exactly. But yeah, I comp quite a bit actually. Yeah. I really do. If they're cool, you know.
Wouldn't she spend about $8?
Right, yeah, you know, and when it's all said, probably we had 4 beers each on the flight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're constantly giving out, you know, free liquor and alcohol.
Do you sanitize trays in between flights?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Sanitize, as far as sanitation goes, hot water.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I spray it off completely, oh. you know, with some sanitizer. Now, if there is something that spilled on there, we have a bottle back there and just
right,
but you know, for the most part, all you're doing is just kind of get some hot water because all it is my hand reaching for the cup. You know, it's not like we're eating dinner on there.
Yeah, not on yours. Yeah,
yeah.
What about we've read before that don't get water on the planes because the water's just reused
water tanks
discuss,
and,
yeah,
yeah.
Like,
we don't serve potable water, and the only water we serve, which pretty much with every airline, mm-hmm. is now ours comes in a can, which freaks a lot of people out
yeah.
because you drink water and you're expecting something, and it's you know, it's just weird out of the can.
Yeah,
but ours are all fresh. I know other people have bottles water that they give, but never the potable water.
Okay.
So if you're in the restroom and you're washing your hands and you go, oh, I'm kind of thirsty and take a, you know, you'll have the.
That's your own thing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You'll be a little sick.
Have you caught anyone in the Mile High Club?
You know what? Our bathrooms are far too small.
Yeah.
I mean, far too small.
I was going to say that. Like, how on earth could you even fit two people in there?
I know.
Like, I don't even think you could change a baby in there, let alone do anything with, like, adults.
Right. Well, you know, they are kind of shrinking and shrinking and shrinking, and they kind of have been. But my wife has worked for our company for 27 years, and she caught somebody in there.
Really?
And she just wrote on a piece of paper, "Welcome to the club," and slid it underneath the door.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. What's the, when you're on a flight, like, is there a point where it just, you're done? Like, you're bored? Like, let's say you're flying from LA to New York. I don't even know if that's, like, mm-hmm. the one that goes on. But at some point, you get everyone situated. They're now plugged in and watching movies. And now you're just kind of sitting there almost like a passenger yourself,
exactly.
right?
It's the 3-hour mark.
Okay.
Once you hit 3 hours, then you're like, okay, when are we going to be there? You know,
yeah.
it just gets so boring.
I bet.
But, you know, we get out every 15 minutes. There's somebody visually,
okay.
you know, coming through, getting garbage. We kind of rotate on that, you know, and then the next person will go up and that sort of thing. But, you know, you kind of get to read your newspaper, gossip magazines, people. And
speaking of that, though, with, like, reading newspapers, has the invention of not only laptops, but like iPhones where people can just plug in and watch the stuff. Has it made your job easier? Where I feel like now people are all plugged in and they're like gone the moment they get on the plane.
Right.
Where like before where you had like a newspaper and you kind of would fidget a lot more.
Right. And oddly enough, talk to your neighbor or somebody you're sitting next to.
Yeah.
Now they've got their headphones on. They don't want to hear it. We're making our announcements.
Wow.
They don't want to hear it. You know, the only thing they want to hear is when you're going to take their order. Then all of a sudden they'll listen to you.
Yeah.
But, wait, there's food and drinks? Great.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know, a long time ago, our airline decided not to put any TVs in the seats. Another airline, JetBlue, they put TVs in their seats. And it just ended up, we knew ahead of time that it was just going to be a technical problem. You're constantly going to have maintenance there, constantly having to fix it, get the ice cream off from the kids, you know. So, and sure enough, it's just such an iPad world now that, yeah, they just get Netflix and watch their movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, go to town. Just make sure you have a backup battery.
That's the key, somewhere to plug in. Hey, Woody, thanks for coming in, man. This is, I'm an aviation geek who hates to fly, so, like, I really did appreciate
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Justin, one last time. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
And Jackson, you're going to be out at Jiffy Lube coming up this Saturday.
I will be. It's the new location that's opening up.
Yeah, it's at, if you want to stop on by, it's 3711 North 40 East University Parkway or University Avenue in Provo between 11 and 1. $20 off oil changes, so definitely stop on by and see him. Halsey is the one that's been added to the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper film. She's going to make a cameo in it, so not a big role.
I thought the movie was done. They had, like, the trailer out. Am I wrong?
Well, they put trailers out pretty early.
Okay.
But sometimes the movie's not even done until, like, 3 days before it premieres.
Like at Top Gun 2. Like, we thought they were done filming that.
Probably, now, yeah, because they keep recasting stuff all the time, pushing it back. So there was a new job that Kim Kardashian was hiring for. I don't know how you get a job like this, but she's got a hurt hand, and so she hired an assistant to take the selfies for her.
That's no longer a selfie. That's just a regular picture.
Right?
That's just what a picture
is. It's a selfie assistant is what this job is.
A bad distance and angle. That's part of the job.
Oh, no. You can take a decent picture.
No, I just can't.
You also are not capable.
Right.
Ben Affleck, he's only been in rehab for about 2 weeks now, and people are already seeing him out and about. I guess he's been going to his house now about 2 to 3 hours a day. I guess he's been, they say, training with his trainer there at his home gym, but in being accompanied by his coach and therapist every single time. But I don't know. I don't think he's going to stick with it.
I hear he's hooking up with his girlfriend.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
You just can fool everybody and say, no, I got to work out.
Yeah.
You know, I got to keep in shape for the next, to be Batman.
And that's like a no-no in the recovery where he's at right now.
Is to stay away from everybody all the time, too. So we all know that the new Nike commercial with Colin Kaepernick, it's everywhere. It's going to be in tonight's football game. It's today the first day of the NFL season. It will be on NBC tonight. So if you're looking for it, there's where it's going to be.
They keep saying, like, oh, it's premiering. It's premiering tonight. I'm like, it's been online for, like, 3 days now. It is old news.
It's like the Super Bowl commercials that they now have a week beforehand.
Yeah, who cares anymore? Yeah.
A&E going to be doing a new docuseries. It's called The Impeachment of Bill Clinton, to where they're going to be talking to his accusers and mistresses.
Yes!
I figured that might grab your guys'
attention. I want that.
Because you guys would be interested
in that. Docuseries like they did the OJ thing?
Yes.
Where you had Ross playing Kardashian?
Kind of crazy.
Wait, for real?
What is the definition of a docuseries?
So I think a docuseries is just like a documentary, but it's broken up into pieces.
Because I want Ross to be in there.
Yeah. Ross isn't going to do that.
Well, Ross, will you let Ross go?
No, I will not.
He was the worst friend.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right, wrap it up.
That is the Showbiz Beat.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate that. The big news is I got an email from the CEO of Starbucks. As you guys know, I am their biggest customer, so Mr. Starbucks himself always reaches out to me.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, and we sometimes text each other when he's just like, hey, John, thanks for coming in. And I'm like, you know what? You're welcome, Mr. Starbucks.
And by all this, John means that he's on the mass email chain that all Starbucks customers are on.
I'm a special member. I get star points. I got a free drink the other day because they love me so much.
You realize anybody can get star points,
right? I don't
think
that's how this works at all.
Anyone download the app, you can all get them.
And so in my special text exchange I was having with Mr. Starbucks today, he was telling me that Starbucks just opened up a brand new location in Italy.
Yeah, in Milan.
Yeah.
That's really their first one.
Yeah, which is very exciting for them. He was very excited. I wrote back, congratulations. Have not heard back yet.
Right.
And I'm kind of worried about it, though, because this is just me. By the way, I'm a Starbucks fan. Serving Starbucks in Italy is like trying to serve Pizza Hut in Italy. You know what I mean? Like,
I get it. They're kind of the land of that.
Yeah.
I was listening to a story this morning on the news about it. They were talking about how there are like 57,000 coffee places in Italy. They said that most Italians go in for an espresso It's €1. They drink it really fast at the bar, and that's how they drink their coffee.
No kidding.
They're like, so to ask them to pay €6 for a cup of coffee that they have to sip on, he's like, you are basically spitting in their face.
Gotcha.
Really?
They're taking a big risk trying to open it there. And granted, they've made a few concessions outside of the regular Starbucks brand.
Oh, okay.
To kind of make it fit in a little more to the Italian lifestyle, but Italy is synonymous with coffee. They're super snobby about it.
So you're telling me the pumpkin spice lattes are not as big there?
I don't think they're serving them.
I would not either.
They're not serving Frappuccinos either.
All right, fine. I'll text Mr. Starbucks and warn him about all of that. You remember that story we told a little while ago of Jackson? We think he somehow got out of Utah, went to L.A., went to the L.A. Zoo.
Yes,
I don't know why
remember.
You're so stuck on this.
When he smacked the hippo.
Yeah, he hopped the fence, smacked the hippo on the butt.
Yeah, I remember.
And they've still been looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This seems to be an ongoing problem where people nowadays have forgotten that animals at zoos are wild and can kill you.
Why? What's going on
and
now?
And also, it's their home.
Yeah.
Just leave them alone.
You don't want someone breaking in your house and spanking you, do you?
No.
Well.
A 23-year-old guy named John Casford broke into a zoo in New Zealand to steal a monkey for his girlfriend, specifically a squirrel monkey. And I hear that they're pretty cute. I don't know what they look like.
They are, except for the fact that monkeys are really aggressive.
Yeah. He managed to get into the zoo and into the enclosure, but he fell while trying to scale the fence, broke his leg, sprained his ankle, busted his teeth.
Whoa.
And he still got away.
That's a lot for just climbing
with
up the fence.
Monkey.
He still got away. No, without the monkey. But cops were able to track him down, probably just following the blood trail.
Oh.
I would think like at some point. And he said, yeah, I did it. I might have been on a few drugs as well at the time. And he's in prison.
What?
Let's
was this New Zealand or Florida?
Are you two ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Sure are.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that Tupac auditioned for the role of Bubba in Forrest Gump?
No, he did not.
He did too.
Oh, man.
Right.
I'm trying to picture it in my head. It just doesn't work.
No way.
It would have been terrible. All right, Jackson just finished yelling at me off air, so let's get to the part of the show.
Okay, let's talk about this for just a second.
We don't have time.
John, by the way, he's in charge of the board, but then I'm in charge of going and editing the podcast afterward, which means that if John messes up on his end, I have to go through and fix it, which could add an hour or two to my day.
That's a lot.
But not Justin and I day.
Yeah, but it's right, so it doesn't matter. So I just ask very nicely, and you can check out yesterday's podcast and see how nice I ask. Hey, would you mind just bringing the levels down a little bit?
All right, let's get to the stories that did not make it onto the show today. Justin, did you win again?
I did win today.
He's quietly kind of getting a streak going.
Yeah.
I don't like
on the
that.
Down low.
Sneaky.
I don't want you guys to really catch on to what's going on over here.
Jackson, what was your story?
My story comes to us from New York, where they were taking wedding photos on the edge of a cliff. A newlywed couple was out there. So they're taking their photos. The photographer looks out and he says, you guys should be scared. So the couple kind of laughs it off, thinking, ha, ha, ha. He's, like, talking about newlywed life. Oh, ball and chain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, the reason they should be scared is because a huge wave was coming in on the cliff. And before they even had a chance to turn around and see what the photographer was talking about, they got drenched and, like, washed out
a little bit.
So the gal was saying, I thought he was kidding, so I just started cracking up, and within a second, it just poured down on us. So I feel like that might be really bad news for your marriage.
I was going to ask.
That's how it kicks off.
Do you take that as like an omen?
Maybe, yeah.
I do.
It's something.
But I'm pretty superstitious.
That's a like a rogue wave, if it's going like, right? Like a rogue wave hit them. Which means it wasn't planned.
No, it was straight up the Lord just pushing water with his
finger.
Like, boo!
No, not that one. mine has to do with the U.S. military. Justin did the story the other day about that Somm sleep, which is like...
Right. It's like it's a new drink.
It's a melatonin drink, yeah.
But yeah.
Well, a book back in 1981 revealed a secret method the U.S. military came up with that can put you into sleep in 2 minutes.
Okay. And the military knows.
There's 5 steps. Number one, relax your face, including your tongue, jaw, and muscles around your eyes. Drop your shoulders as low as they can go. Then relax your arms one at a time. Breathe out and relax your chest. Relax your legs, starting with your thighs, then your calves. Then picture yourself in a calm location, like lying in a canoe under a clear blue sky. Or lying in a black velvet hammock in a dark room.
Oh, I love it.
What? No, that's scary.
And if you're not asleep, repeat the phrase, don't think, over and over again.
I could see it working. I'm trying it tonight.
This doesn't sound like the military invented it. It sounded like some yogis invented it thousands of years ago in India, because that's basic meditation.
Yeah. Seems to work.
Good chat.
I'll keep with my melatonin. According to a new study out of Ohio State University, chocolate chip cookies are as addictive as cocaine.
Oh, I totally get it.
I've heard that before, that sugar is addicted as cocaine. That's not really a new story, right?
No. They just change out sugar for cookies or sugar for brownies or whatever, and then just
recycling.
Yeah, they just slap a wig on it and like make us buy it.
Today is National Read a Book Day.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
When's the last time you read a book, Justin Taylor?
High school.
For real?
For real.
You graduated so long ago.
Oh, yeah. I've had my 20-year reunion.
Oh, Justin.
But I've read some magazines.
Okay.
It's not a book.
17% of Americans are just like Justin and have read zero books this year.
Oh, only 17?
47% read between 1 and 5 books.
I will say this has been a slow year for me. I've only finished like 3 of them.
Three. Who's got
but
time
I've
to
started
read?
Like 10, if it's any difference.
I usually have a book going.
My attention, though, I'll start reading and I'll start thinking of other things. And I'm like, never
but
mind, I can't do this.
It teaches you to try to
it teaches you to concentrate.
You're too busy yelling at kids for being on your lawn when you could be reading a book.
What's more important?
2/3 of people in this country read fewer than 5 books a year. That seems incredible. 74% still read the book. 18% have ebooks and 8% like audiobooks, which you know I don't think is reading.
It's not.
The big dollar store chain in Japan just started selling prank knives for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
They're called finger slicers. They look like a normal blade, but when you press one onto your finger, the blade retracts, so it looks like it's cutting right through it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Well, the problem is the company was making a mixed up fake knives and real knives.
Oh, God, no. Oh, so they're not retracting?
Nope.
Oh, how many people have stabbed themselves?
No, and they caught it before they actually went out to
That's a great story.
Yeah, isn't that great?
So what's going to happen is they're going to retract them from Japan, but you know who loves selling things that don't work? Dollar stores in America.
Yeah, we're going to buy them.
Yeah, we're going to be like, yeah, I'll have all the knives, please.
And finally, since we always do pizza stories, mustard is the new type of sauce in New York City. They're going to put, oh, this sounds amazing. Listen to this pizza. There's mustard instead of sauce with corned beef, cheese, and sauerkraut as the topping. So it's like a Reuben sandwich.
I would eat that.
Right?
That sounds disgusting.
I was like, discuss it till I actually read it, and I was like, this is fantastic.
Ugh. Those are all terrible things to put on a pizza.
Thanks for listening to our podcast and our show today. We'll have a brand new podcast up tomorrow, including a brand new Fiance Friday as well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.